Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
It is Rico Bronya. Welcome to what will be a very somber but yet happy edition of Rico Bronya, because we are here to tribute number 9, Brandon Nimmo. Brandon Nimmo, of course, was traded earlier this offseason to the Texas Rangers for Marcus Semien. I did not expect Brandon Nimmo to be traded. I did not think he was going to waive his no trade clause, and I didn't think the Mets would pull the trigger, but they did. It was their first significant move of this eventful offseason. And it saw the lifelong New York Met get dealt away. And when I say lifelong New York Met, you got to go all the way back to June of 2011 when Brandon Nimmo became a part of our world. Because Sandy Alderson was at the time the brand new general manager of the New York Mets. And when he drafted Brandon Nimmo 13th overall in the 2011 draft, that was his first draft pick. So keep in mind how long ago that was. Sandy Alderson's first tenure with the Mets, his first draft. Barack Obama is still serving his first term as president. It was a long time ago. And Brandon Nimmo was basically a child at that point, a child of God, as we certainly learned in his theme song that we all loved listening to and singing along with at Citi Field. But remember, he was drafted out of high school. So when the Mets drafted him in 2011, 13th overall. He was 18 years old. He was a kid. He was a baby. But we knew about him as soon as he was drafted. Sometimes first round picks, like right away, you hear about them, you follow them, and you count down the days until he would make his major league debut, which would occur 5 years later. Brandon Nimmo would make his major league debut in 2016 and obviously put together a really solid Met career. All in all, he played 10 years here. He played in 1,066 games. And here are his final numbers, assuming he doesn't make a gallant return later in his career. 262 career hitter, 802 career OPS, 135 career home runs, 463 career RBIs. He ended up stepping up to the plate 4,365 times. And every time he drew a walk, every time he was hit by a pitch, we became accustomed to Brandon Nimmo sprinting to first base. I think that's one of the many attributes Brandon Nimmo had. Always smiled, always seemed very happy, and was a really good Met. And I think, unfortunately, in an offseason like this, where we've seen so many changes with guys like Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz, it almost becomes forgotten how loved Brandon Nimmo was and how he's not going to be here anymore. And that's weird. It's weird that he's no longer here. So we thought we would tribute him with an episode in which we count down his greatest moments as a New York Met. Now, I admit this is a subjective list. This is how I view it. There are going to be many people who disagree. They're going to say number five should be number one, or number two should be number seven, or how did you forget this moment? I admit this is a purely biased list, but it's how I feel about Brandon. The moments that jump out at me when I think of Brandon Nimmo moments, these are the moments I put on the list. So I narrowed it down to a top 10, and we've got two honorable mentions. So you guys ready to dig in on a tribute to Brandon Nimmo? Let's do it. And let's begin with honorable mention number one. This goes all the way back to July 1st, 2016, his rookie season, because this was Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run. And before we listen to his first major league home run, let's have some fun with this. Pete Hoffman, how many guys can you name that were in the starting lineup along with Brandon Nimmo in this game back on July 1st, 2016? At the moment, the Mets were 41-37. They were six games out of first place. We all know that they would struggle, eventually make the postseason. But how many guys can we name from this Brandon Nimmo, not first major league game, but first career home run game? I'll tell you, a few of them you guys will remember. A few of them you're going to be like, what the hell? One familiarity is that Jacob DeGrom made the start. So that feels good. And Brandon Nimmo led off. But here's the rest of the lineup that day. Neil Walker batted second. Yoenis Cespedes batted third. James Loney was the cleanup hitter playing first base. Asdrubal Cabrera was the shortstop. Kelly Johnson was playing. Where was Kelly Johnson? Kelly Johnson was playing left field. How about that? Wilmer Flores at third base. Travis d'Arnaud behind the plate. And batting ninth and pitching, Jacob deGrom, who came into this game with a 3-4 record and a 2.67 ERA. Well, Brandon Nimmo at this point was early on in his major league debut. He stepped to the plate in the fourth inning of a game the Mets were already leading 4-1. And Brandon Nimmo would hit the first of his many major league home runs and his first one as a New York Met and his first one as a major leaguer. So let's all take a listen to honorable mention Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run against the Chicago Cubs.
And Nimmo cracks one deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run. It's a three-run shot. Nimmo hits one to Wyoming, and it's 7-1 New York.
I like that. He hits one to Wyoming. Of course, one of the great things or great legends of Brandon Nimmo, it's not a legend, it's true, is that he played high school or was in high school in Wyoming where there's no high school baseball. So he had to play National Legion baseball to actually participate because his high school did not have a baseball team. So Gary Cohn throws he hits one to Wyoming. The other honorable mention I have to give Brandon Nimmo credit and love for was actually a game from the very disappointing 2025 season. Back on April 28th, the Mets were playing the Washington Nationals. It was a game the Mets would win by a final score of 19-5. And in that game, Brandon Nimmo would drive in 9 runs. What an incredible accomplishment. He had 2 home runs in this game, had a double. He went 4-for-6, but drove in a career-high 9 runs.
Now Brandon pulls one over the bag. That's going to go down the line and hits the jutting stands. Alonso is in. Winker will score. Vientos will be held at third. Brandon Nimmo with a 9 RBI day, tying a Mets club record. And he's done it in the last 3 innings. Brandon Nimmo joins Carlos Delgado as the only Mets ever to drive in 9 runs in a single game.
9 runs in a single game. And we remember the Delgado one. That was a great accomplishment by Brandon Nimmo. It was not worthy, in my opinion, of making the top 10. But a 9 RBI game is tough to get. Remember Mark Whitten had like an 11 RBI game. And obviously, as Gary mentioned, the famous Carlos Delgado 9 RBI game. So those are two moments that I feel when you talk about the first major league home run, and certainly a record-breaking day, at least deserve mention. Now, let's jump into the top 10. Number 10 is a game from the 2025 season. We go to August 26th. The Mets were taking on the Philadelphia Phillies in game 2 of their 3-game series. The Mets were down 2-0. They took a 5-2 lead. And unfortunately, Harrison Bader, who would do this a lot to the Mets in 2025, hit a game-tying home run in the 8th inning to make it 5-5. In the bottom of the 9th inning, the Mets were facing the dominant Johan Duran. They would get 4 consecutive hits against Duran to walk him off, and the guy that capped it all off was Brandon Nimmo as he walked off Johan Duran on August 26th, 2025.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And Brandon slaps it and beats it, and the Mets win the ball game. 4 straight hits against Duran in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets have beaten the Phillies 9 straight times at Citi Field. They've taken the first 2 games of this series as they win it at the bottom of the ninth, 6-5.
What a game.
Walk-offs are fun. Walk-offs against the Phillies are fun. Walk-offs against one of the best closers in baseball is fun, and it's a pennant race. At least it was a pennant race at the time. We thought the Mets were in it for the National League East. They would fade away soon thereafter. But a dramatic moment at Citi Field as Brandon Nimmo walked off Johan Duran. Let's go back earlier in Nimmo's career to June 17th, 2018. The Mets were playing a game against the Arizona Diamondbacks, a West Coast game against Arizona. It was a Sunday afternoon, so about a 4:10 first pitch out in Arizona. And the Mets were trailing 3-1. Just to show you how long ago this was, Zach Wheeler was on the mound for the Mets, and Clay Buchholz was on the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Mets went into the 9th inning, trailing this game by a score of 3-1. And there were 2 outs and nobody on. Dom Smith struck out. Kevin Plawecki struck out. And then Jose Reyes came up with a little bunt base hit. Jose Bautista would double him in to make it a 3-2 game. So here is Brandon Nimmo, the Mets again down to their final out in the top of the 9th inning. And Brandon Nimmo would come through with an incredibly clutch hit against Brad Boxberger.
And Nimmo cracks one deep right field. That's out of here. Way, way gone. And the Mets take the lead. Brandon Nimmo with two out of the top of the ninth. Cracks a two-run homer and the Mets lead 4-3. Stay happy. Number 10 for Nimmo. And the Mets have come back from the dead in the ninth.
That is coming back from the dead. When you're down in your final out like that, as Drubal Cabrera would hit a home run right after, give him insurance, and they would hold on and get a really impressive victory against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's the stuff you dream of. Ninth inning, down in your final out, and Brandon Nimmo hits an incredibly clutch two-run home run off Brad Boxberger, and they beat the Arizona Diamondbacks. That is moment number 9 on my personal Brandon Nimmo countdown.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La 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 la
la la la la la Blinds.com.
DIY or let us install.
La 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 la
la la la la la Blinds.com.
Free design consultation.
Free, free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get to number 8. And why not another walk-off? Walk-offs are fun. And again, against the Philadelphia Phillies. This was July 11th, 2018. The Mets and the Phillies engaged in a pitcher's duel. Jacob deGrom would go 8 scoreless innings and get no runs. That sounds really familiar. He was matched up with Vince Velasquez, who pitched 6 scoreless innings. So the Mets and the Phillies battled it out, and it was 0-0 game going into the bottom of the 10th inning. Now, kids, this is very strange to explain. There was no Manfred man on second. That didn't exist. They actually just continued playing normal baseball. And after Robert Gazelman pitched a clean top of the 10th inning, the Mets came up trying to walk it off in the bottom of the 10th inning, and there were 2 outs and nobody on. Ahmed Rosario doubled to left. Jose Reyes drew a walk. And Brandon Nimmo came up as a pinch hitter. He was pinch hitting for the pitcher. Yes, another thing that may be tough to recognize, the pitcher's hit. So Brandon Nimmo came up as a pinch hitter, and he was facing Mark Leiter Jr., and Brandon Nimmo wasted no time. He swung at the very first pitch. Seehoff, swinging at the first pitch can be good, and Brandon Nimmo would not miss.
Hit in the air, deep right center field. Back goes Williams looking up, and it's out of here! Brandon Nimmo wins it with a 3-run homer!
Ball game! How about that? That's how you win a game. That's how you walk it off. A 3-run pinch hit home run to defeat the Philadelphia Phillies by a final score of 3-0. How about that? That's always fun. How about another walk-off? Why don't we jump out to June 14th, 2023? You know who the Mets were playing that day? They were playing the New York Yankees. And walking off the New York Yankees is a very special thing. It was the finale of a 2-game series against the Yankees. The Mets were trailing 3-1 in the 7th inning. They rallied in the 7th inning to score 2 runs. Brandon Nimmo actually got hit by a pitch to make it a 1-run game, and Starling Marte would get an RBI single to tie the game up at 3-3. It went to the 10th inning. Dominic Leone, boy, I tell you, sometimes you just forget some of these random pitchers who pitch for the Mets, but Dominic Leone got through the 10th inning, stranding the Manfred man on second base. And so Brandon Nimmo came up in the bottom of the 10th inning against Nick Ramirez and the New York Yankees after Mark Vientos struck out. The Manfred man, Eduardo Escobar, was on second, and Brandon Nimmo would deliver yet another walk-off.
Nimmo, right field, deep. That sends Bowers way back, still going back. It's off the wall. Escobar, a slow start at second base. He's being waved in. Here he comes. Nimmo does it. And the Mets walk it off.
I have to be honest with you. I think the Yankee aspect is probably what brings that up in the rankings. Like, anytime you can get a walk-off against the New York Yankees, it's special. May not be as special as Matt Franco many years ago, but it still means something. And that's why, to me, that got to number 7 on the list. Let's go to number 6, May 12, 2024. Now, keep in mind, we are still at a point in the season in which the Mets aren't good. Okay? May of 2024, this is before Jorge Lopez throws the glove. This is before true rock bottom. But nevertheless, the Mets are playing the finale of a 3-game series against the Atlanta Braves, and they're about to be swept. So from that perspective, there's a lot of pressure to try to avoid being swept. This was a back-and-forth game. They were down 1-0. They tied it at 1. They were down 2-1. They tied it at 2. And then they went down in the 8th inning 3-2 on an RBI single by Matt Olson. But the other factor in this game that we can't forget is that Brandon Nimmo did not start this game. A day earlier, on a check swing, it looked like Brandon injured his side. And I thought he was probably going to go on the injured list. It did not look like it was a minor injury. But Brandon kept insisting he was fine. Carlos Mendoza even said, yeah, I think he's day-to-day. But Brandon was not in the starting lineup this day. DJ Stewart started the game and actually had a pretty good day. Was 2-for-3 on base 3 times with a walk. But little did we know when DJ Stewart walked in the 7th inning, and at that point, the Mets were involved in a tie game, Brandon Nimmo would come off the bench as a pinch runner. So it was a sign of, all right, maybe this injury isn't that severe. So Brandon pinch hit for DJ, or pinch run, I should say, for DJ Stewart in the bottom of the 7th inning of this game, played left field, actually made a really good catch against Matt Olson the very next inning. Couple of really good catches. So Nimmo comes in as a pinch runner, plays some pretty good defense, and now comes up in the 9th inning, trailing by a run. The guy on the mound was A.J. Minter, by the way. The inning would start off with a bunt hit by Jeff McNeil. They would then use Tomas Nito to bunt sacrifice him over to second base, which was the smart move, and it gave Nimmo and Marte and eventually Lindor, potentially, an opportunity to at least tie the game. The count was 3-2 to Brandon Nimmo, and he did a little bit more than tie the game.
Not going. 3-2, Nimmo. Deep to right center. Still going. It's over! Oh, what a story! Brandon Nimmo, the hero after getting injured yesterday. Off the bench and wins it with a walk-off shot.
Not bad. Not bad. When you think back to 2024, even if this game wasn't the direct turnaround moment, it was a big win. Big win against Atlanta, about to be swept. Nimmo's hurt. He's not starting the game. He comes in off the bench and hits the game-winning walk-off home run. I remember this about the game. I've got 2 kids, and they're very different. Very different in terms of how they react at sporting events. My youngest, Spence, is a screamer. He's a yeller. He gets very excited. Jed is much more methodical. He's much more, I'm watching the game, I'm consuming it, but I don't go crazy. And because of that, he doesn't like when I go crazy. And for the most part, I don't go crazy. I'm sitting at a baseball game. I'm scoring it. I'm very matter of fact. When Brandon Nimmo hit the walk-off home run, I got very excited. He was not happy. And so we had a nice discussion in the car ride home in which he expressed, after he calmed down, I don't like when you get too excited at games. And I said, all right, I respect that. I will do my best to be calmer. So, yeah, Brandon Nimmo and his walk-off home run off A.J. Minter caused a big moment, big father-son moment, where I realized, okay, I have to try to change a little bit to keep him from, you know, hating me and hating baseball. And so I was able to make that adjustment fine. 2025 made the adjustment very easy because when the heck were we ever excited? But great victory, great moment for Brandon Nimmo, a walk-off home run. That is number six. Let me get to number five, and I don't know if people are going to have issues with me putting this in here. I know that 2025 ended badly. And when we think of the end of the 2025 season, we're not going to think of good things. We're going to think of bad things. We're going to think of what happened in Miami. But when that road trip began in Chicago and Francisco Lindor hit the leadoff home run we hoped was going to set the tone, things went bad very quickly. David Peterson crapped the bed. Juan Soto couldn't judge a fly ball. Jeff McNeil played putrid defense. And the Mets found themselves trailing 6-1 in the fifth inning. Remember, the Mets went into this game without destiny. They had lost control of the wild card future because they were in a flat-footed tie with the Cincinnati Reds, and the Reds had the tiebreaker. So think about where we are. David Peterson gets chased. They're trailing in this game 6-1. Cade Horton, who was having a tremendous season, mysteriously leaves the game after three innings. Wasn't sure if they were resting him or if there was an injury, but there was an injury. So the Mets had an opportunity against Michael Soroka and the Chicago Cubs bullpen, and they were also given a little bit of help, an error by Dansby Swanson. After an RBI single to Pete Alonso, the Mets trailed in this game by a score of 6-3. And Brandon Nimmo came up as the tying run. I did not know this at the time, but this would turn out to be Brandon Nimmo's final home run as a New York Met. But it also turned out to be an incredibly clutch moment as he turned a 6-1 deficit and a 6-3 deficit into a 6-6 tie with this dramatic three-run home run in game 157.
That's drilled to deep right field. Suzuki going back into the well. That ball is out of here. Brandon Nimmo ties the game with a three-run homer. That is the second time in a week that they brought in a lefty to face Nimmo, and he's hit a three-run homer.
How about that? So if anyone ever asks the trivia question, what was Brandon Nimmo's final home run as a New York Met? It mattered. It was impactful. I know ultimately it didn't get the Mets to the postseason, but the Mets did come back and win that game. Francisco Alvarez hit a two-run home run a few innings later. Brandon Nimmo's final home run as a New York Met, a majestic game-tying three-run shot at Wrigley Field against the Chicago Cubs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We are inside the top five, my personal favorite Brandon Nimmo moments. Let's go to number four.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This is controversial because I remember when Nimmo was traded, I said on the Rico to Pete Hoffman, when we do a Brandon Nimmo tribute, what's your favorite Brandon Nimmo moment? And he listed this moment we're about to play as his number one. It's a great moment, but it's my number four. The New York Mets are taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers on a Wednesday night in late August. Jacob deGrom dealing against Tyler Anderson. The Mets have a 2-1 lead. It is the top of the seventh inning. There's one out, and Justin Turner comes to the plate.
Turner drives one to center, chasing Nimmo back to the warning track right at the fence. He made the catch! Oh, whoa! The catch of the year for Brandon Nimmo! He took a home run away from Justin Turner!
Wow.
Brandon Nimmo keeps the Mets in front in this game by bringing one back.
Oh, wow.
Well, Indy Chavez was here over the weekend. Brandon Nimmo doing his best Indy impression.
That is the finest catch of his career. Oh, wow. My. What a play. Bravo. Look at his break. Hasn't got time to really look at the wall. Oh, man, what a play.
he was pumped. So was Jake.
Yeah, the response by DeGrom was pretty... He was fired up. He was pumped up. It was about to be a 2-2 game. Brandon Nimmo took it back, and the Mets would hold on and beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1. I look at that Dodgers series from 2022 as like the last great moments from that season, because they would really, really struggle through the month of September against teams they should beat, allowed Atlanta to go ahead, then they tied it, then they went ahead again, and then obviously the weekend in Atlanta did in their chances of winning the division, and of course the series against San Diego. But that series against the Dodgers was awesome, and it was the last great moments, I thought, from the 2022 season. And yeah, that was an amazing catch, no question about it. Unbelievable catch by Brandon Nimmo, but for me, that's number four. Let's get to number three. October 5th, 2024, the New York Mets are in the National League Division Series against the Philadelphia Phillies, and they're trailing. They are losing. They are losing 1-0. But what they needed to do was find a way to just get Zach Wheeler out of the game. You know, remember that game was started by Kodai Senga, and then David Peterson came in. So the run that was given up was by Kodai Senga, and he gave it up early. In fact, as early as it could be, it was a leadoff home run by Kyle Schwarber. But they kept it close, and they got Zach Wheeler out of the game. And so Jeff Hoffman took over, gave up a base hit to Alvarez, walked Francisco Lindor, and then Mark Vientos tied the game. So the Mets had come back. It was 1-1. Matt Strom came in the game, lefty to take on Brandon Nimmo. And behind in the count, 0-2, Brandon Nimmo would deliver the game-winning hit. He gave the Mets the lead, and they would never look back.
Swing and a liner to the third base hit beyond the reach of Boehm into left field. Here comes Lindor to score the go-ahead run. Vientos at third and on at first with an RBI single is Brandon Nimmo. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1.
Starting to get to that point where the Mets are turning into an NBA team. Start the game with 2 minutes left and go, because this is a Mets team that once again for seven innings shut down by Zach Wheeler. A new reliever comes in. They get it started. A second reliever follows. They grab the lead. Big swing by Nimmo on a fastball down and away, and he just went with it against a tough lefty, Matt Strom.
And the Mets getting hits behind in the count. Nimmo was down 0-2.
I think in a weird way, that first game against the Phillies is forgotten about. We all remember coming back to Citi Field. We remember game four. Even remember a little bit of game two, a game they lost where Vientos hits the dramatic home run. But they're losing 1-0 going to the eighth inning of game one. And they did such a great job of just getting Zach out of the game and then hitting the Philadelphia bullpen and then also keeping it at 1-0 after Senga gave up that home run to Schwarber. And what I also think is forgotten is that Brandon Nimmo did come through with what turned out to be the game-winning hit. He would actually tack on another RBI single in the ninth inning that turned a 5-1 lead into a 6-1 lead, and they would hold on and win the game 6-2. A game-winning hit, which is what it was in the eighth inning of game one of the NLDS. I think it's underrated to most. That's why, to me, it was number three on this list, because now we're at the nitty-gritty. Now we're at, all right, what is your favorite Brandon Nimmo moment? Well, this one could have been number one, and in a lot of ways should have been number one. if things worked out differently. But when you think of game 161 against the Atlanta Braves, you're probably going to think of Francisco Lindor. You're going to think of Edwin Diaz holding on for dear life. But you heard Keith Ratt talk about how the Mets were making it an NBA game where, we'll wait till 2 minutes to go. Game 161 was the definition of that. We all remember the situation, doubleheader. They got to win one of those two games. You don't want to risk going into game two needing a victory. Spencer Schwellenbach was shutting them down, and they were trailing 3-0 going into the eighth inning of this game. They felt lifeless. And in the eighth inning, the Mets started to rally. Tyrone Taylor had this great at-bat doubled. Francisco Alvarez drove him in. Starling Marte got a base hit. Francisco Lindor got a hit. The Mets were really putting it together, and they were rallying. And they actually went ahead and took a 4-3 lead. But Brandon Nimmo came to the plate. And in the moment, we all thought this was going to be the exclamation point on a really awesome comeback victory in game 161. I can't forget it just because this didn't turn out to be the headline, but how about a 4-3 in the eighth inning, Francisco Lindor hitting a majestic two-run home run to put the Mets up 6-3.
And Nimmo clocks one to deep right field. White goes back. It's a six-run barrage for the New York Mets.
Yeah. I think it's unfortunate for him that Diaz didn't cover first, right? Lindor, it's a game-tying home run. And so when you think back to 161, fair or not, you don't think about that as much. But the reason this is so high to me is in that moment, as we were doing that watch-along on Evan and Tiki, when Nimmo hit that home run, it was the moment of, holy crap, we're going to the playoffs. Little did I know that they would blow the lead, but it felt like this exhilarating moment in the time, in the moment that it occurred. So to me, that moment is number two. Now let's get to number one. And I think number one is going to stun people. I don't know how much you remember it until I remind you, but this was so awesome. And so when I say this is a personal list, I know there's going to be a lot of people saying, Evan, you're crazy. Evan, what the hell is wrong with you? This is my personal moment. May 5th, 2022. It's a Thursday night. It's the opener of a four-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies, and things went terribly wrong. Taijuan Walker of the Mets at the time got bombed, gave up four runs in the first inning. The Mets trailed 6-0. They got a run in the sixth on a Starling Marte home run, and they trailed 6-1 going to the ninth inning. And in that ninth inning, down 6-1, very quickly, Francisco Lindor hit a two-run home run to make it 6-3. They got a double by Pete Alonso. Eduardo Escobar lined out. Jeff McNeil singled. Mark Canna delivered an infield hit. And Brandon Nimmo came to the plate as the Mets were trying to put together this incredible rally down 7. I mean, think about it. They're trailing in this game 7-1 in the ninth inning. And now it's 7-6, but there's two outs. And Brandon Nimmo came to the plate.
And Brandon gets the curve and lines it into the center field. A base hit. In is Canna. Here's Jankowski. He scores and the Mets have tied it. Brandon Nimmo with a two-run single. The Mets have scored six times in the top of the ninth to tie this game at 7-7. What a rally.
What a rally is an understatement. You're down 6-1 in the ninth inning, 7-1 in the ninth inning, and you come back like that? And also that curveball, like it felt nasty. And Nimmo just pounds at the center field for a base hit. So to me, that comeback, and maybe it's just the comeback and Nimmo being the hero during the comeback, but I love that. And that's my favorite Brandon Nimmo moment. Now, Pete, your chance to disagree, your chance to fight with me. I know when I brought this up to you, I guess it was a couple of months ago now, and said Brandon Nimmo moments, the catch against the Dodgers was the one that jumped out at you. After reminiscing on my personal top 10 moments, does it change your mind thinking about all the other Brandon Nimmo moments, or are you steadfast that it was the catch against the Los Angeles Dodgers? Oh, I guess Pete's not there, which means he agrees with me. He says, yes, the comeback against the Phillies is the answer. Well, thank you.
No.
Pete. Oh, no. Sorry.
I'm still sticking with my answer that the catch is the number one, because the way I felt, the way that game was such a big game against the Dodgers, the Edwin Diaz trumpets, everything was such a huge, huge thing. And that moment was so big. And I feel like I remember I wasn't at the stadium. I remember every view of that catch, every feel of that through the TV. That was his biggest moment of all time with the Mets. The other one, I'm going to go and say you're close. The number five moment was with where he tied the game in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm putting that at two. That was up there with the Pete Alonso home run versus Milwaukee. I jumped up in my house and was screaming like a kid. I don't remember doing that for all those other home runs.
Yeah, it was definitely enormous in the midst of a pennant race. The one I picked as number one, obviously it's May. It's very early in the season, but I do remember jumping out of my seat just based on the shock of when you're losing 7-1 in the ninth inning, that's not a game you come back in. Like, you're trailing 5-0, fourth or fifth inning, those comebacks happen. Like, 7-1 in the ninth inning feels so unique. And so that did give me a jump out of the seat moment when Nimmo was able to tie it up against the Phillies that day. But you're right. The game against Chicago was, it was monstrous.
Yeah, I was honestly, the Alonso home run in the playoffs was the biggest one. I got to be honest, in the past 10 years, I think that's the most excited I've ever been, was because it was unexpected. And I think they said that he was hurt, right? Was that the game where he was hurt the day before?
No, the Atlanta game, the walk-off against AJ Minter was when he came in off the bench and was hurt. And
right. No, well, this, but still, is unexpected because, it was versus a lefty. That's what it was. Versus a lefty? Oh, dude, forget about it. That was his moment. That's the biggest hit he's ever had.
It's funny, a lot of these moments were against lefties. Like, he did a very good job of, getting hits against lefties. I want to read an email we got from Joe. Joe writes, for the Brandon Nimmo tribute, Rico, he is the king of the insurance home run. Evan and Pete, love the podcast. The Rico has probably played through my car speakers more than any other music or other podcast. We appreciate that. An incredibly random thing I loved about Brandon Nimmo was that I felt like multiple times after dramatic or memorable comebacks, he would add on with an insurance home run to extend the lead the Mets just took. It happened so many times that I didn't even need to do research to think of these five examples, three of which are very memorable wins. The other two were sort of random, but they just stuck with me and helped prove my point. It's funny, when you read the headline, the king of the insurance home run, it feels negative, but not necessarily. Like, that home run against Atlanta in game 161, it was a damn important insurance home run. Anyhow, here's the list that Joe put together. April 25th, 2022, that memorable ninth inning comeback versus St. Louis in the ninth with the Nolan Arenado bad throw that opened the door for a Dom Smith go-ahead two-run infield single. Nimmo capped it off with a two-run homer that turned a 3-2 game into a 5-2 game and made it a five-run ninth inning for the Mets. That was actually only about a week and a half ahead of my number one moment against Philadelphia. Example number two, July 6, 2022, the Mets in Cincinnati rallied to tie the game in the ninth and take the lead 5-3 in the 10th versus the Reds. Then Brandon Nimmo hits a three-run home run that extends a 5-3 game to 8-3 and make it a five-run 10th inning for the Mets. August 21st, 2022, the Mark Canha game in Philadelphia with rain delays, Jose Buteau's debut, and two huge home runs from Mark Canha. In the ninth, after Canha's two-run home run off David Robertson made it 9-8, Nimmo hits a solo home run, which makes it 10-8. This actually ended up being the game-winning run as the Phillies rallied to score one off Diaz in the ninth, and the Mets held on and won 10-9. He mentions game 161, the two-run home run that we played that extended the lead. And then finally, May 11th, 2025 versus the Cubs, Lindor hit a home run to give the Mets a 3-2 lead in the eighth. Nimmo finishes the rally with a home run to make it 6-2. Like I said, these are just off the top of my head, so I'm so sure there were more. But there was a random thing that Nimmo was really good at, coming through with clutch insurance home runs after the Mets had taken the lead late. Baseball reasons aside, I'm still so sad they traded him, and I'm glad you're doing this, Rico, to send him off. Thanks for making my driving less boring. Well, thank you for the email, Joe. That's awesome. It really is, because a lot of those insurance home runs I vividly remember, and it's not a knock to say he's the king of the insurance home run. You need insurance home runs. In a lot of those cases, they needed every ounce of it. Here's the bottom line about Brandon Nimmo. They made a baseball decision, which we've talked about, and we will continue to talk about as we get closer to the start of the season. Brandon Nimmo was a damn good Met. He was a damn good Met. He was also a damn good person. He wore the Met uniform with pride. He did it with class, and he will be missed. And I don't think his number's ever going in the rafters, but is he a Met Hall of Famer? Yeah. All you got to do is look who's in the Met Hall of Fame. It's not a real Hall of Fame, no offense to the Met Hall of Fame, but Lee Mazzilli, Edgardo Alfonso, yeah, those are good players. They're not Hall of Fame. They're very good players, and Brandon Nimmo fits that. So at some point after his career is over, I think Brandon will certainly get the day he deserves at Citi Field. It sucks they couldn't win it all with him. It sucks he couldn't be a career Met, but I don't think there's any question he's a good Met. While there's a lot of mixed feelings about the way this offseason has gone and some of the career Mets that have left us, Brandon Nimmo, it's different. He was traded away, certainly waived his no-trade clause, but he did it because he knew the Mets didn't want him anymore. Thank you, Brandon Nimmo. Thank you very much for the memories. We will all miss you. Be sure to share your favorite Brandon Nimmo moment with us, thericob@gmail.com, and we'll certainly go through it and read it on a future Rico Bronya. Thank you very much for listening to this very special tribute to Brandon Nimmo.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.